Hi there. Forgive me, dear listener, it's been a while. In fact, it's been over 3 months since my last podcast. No excuses, but I'm back. Today, I'd like to talk to you about lawn voting. Now, in full disclosure, I'm really updating an old blog and podcast forum here, but I think it's relevant, and I hope you do too. Eventually, I came to realize metal lawn darts were a bad idea. But at the time, they were pretty popular and fun, and I understood how to use them. And they reflected the sentiment of the era in which I grew up, the non-safety-conscious 1970s. The rule was easy. Don't impale yourself when throwing a weighted steel projectile straight up in the air, then jumping out of the way at the last second. And if it does hit you, walk it off. I was also 9. Now, I've never thought posting a sign in your front lawn declaring your political choice was a good idea either, and it's definitely not neighborly. I appreciate Maryland has a governor election coming up this fall, and it's a big rematch between former Governor Robert Ehrlich and the incumbent Governor Martin O'Malley. One thing I can guarantee, it will be a daily display of revisionist history in the making. Now, I enjoy election time, especially with all the wonderful opportunities for parody. Just check out Jib Jab. What I don't enjoy are election signs popping up in people's yards everywhere. And some of them are huge, like they're shouting. There is no intrinsic relationship between the volume of your message and the truth. Besides, voting is personal and private. When you head to the polls, you make your vote alone and without pressure and with some form of confidentiality, like a tiny curtain. It is a cherished right and privilege. Now, freedom of speech is also a cherished right and privilege, but it's not an obligation. Look, I love macaroni and cheese, but I don't post it in sign form in my front yard, or my window, or even on the bumper of my car. Yeah, the best place for it to show off your opinions is on the ass of your car. Now, if I did post a huge sign that says, I love mac and cheese, it wouldn't be meant to taunt those who are carb conscious or lactose intolerant or just like hummus more. For my neighbors, I want to know how your procedure went, what you're planning in the backyard, how your daughters are doing in college, that it's a boy, or even how your kid's soccer game went. What I don't want to know is your politics. Posting your choice of candidates doesn't inspire or influence votes of others, including the undecided. It actually seems kind of intimidating or challenging. If you're into politics or civic involvement, that is awesome. Support your candidate. Get people registered. Offer your insights, opinions, or anecdotes in the appropriate forum. No, not Facebook. Political rallies, letters to the editor, public hearings, podcasts, even a blog. And candidates, waving to people from a busy traffic median? Well, that's just dumb. Sharing your voter affiliation where it's not invited, even if we're aligned in our views, doesn't bring you closer to me, and it can polarize us if we're not. So with all due or undue respect, please stop posting your vote on your lawn. It doesn't count from there anyway. Well, that's my take. What do you think? I'd love to hear from you in the comments. And I hope to be back with another podcast before November. Ciao.